The Road to Healing, Day 22 of the Lenten Journey. The Horizon. On a clear day you can see forever is the title of a book and a song. This is a conditional statement, that is, the depth of vision is dependent on the clarity of the day. As we travel on this 22nd day of our journey, we can look out fairly far in the distance. In fact, we see the horizon, and our imagination can take us beyond it. How necessary is it to know what lies beyond the horizon? Far more important is the concept of clarity, the condition which makes forever possible. What exists at the horizon or beyond it is of no use for us today. We are traveling forward, and therefore the placement of the horizon changes every day. A journey is a celebration of newness. It's tempting to stretch our glance out to the horizon, and when we do this, we miss the beauty of the flowers in the foreground. Every day we have opportunities to find new adventure. If we take those opportunities, then the horizon is expanded. If we stay still, the horizon remains the same. On a clear day, you can see forever, and it is tempting to look out far, especially if clarity is there. But illness itself, and remember we're talking about physical and emotional, means that there is little or no clarity at all. The clouds are near and low. The atmosphere is foggy and perhaps even smoggy. Today, the horizon isn't visible. But even with our vision impaired, we're finding ways to enjoy the opportunities that are presented. We have the ability to look close by, become more concerned with the issues that are today. Reaching for distant horizons or long-term goals can have side effects that are not conducive to the process of healing. Doing so prevents us from observing the issues that are under our immediate control, and they detour us from new avenues with new potentials. Living for the day curbs ambition and allows for healthier recovery, because we see the obstacles directly in front of us. Channel the imagination to the point you're at now, and see how the position of the horizon changes. Overcome the challenges of the day and jump the hurdles before you, and you will rise above the clouds so that you can see forever. It's not the forever you thought it was. Here is today's meditation and prayer by theologian Reinhold Niebuhr. It challenges us to take control of the immediate and trust for the things in the future. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we continue on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.